Can you put this event in perspective for us, just how big it is?
We're getting ready to experience the best racehorses in America and around the world who are going to be coming to our little race course, along with the jockeys, the best jockeys in the world, the owners from all over the world, are all having the opportunity finally to come into a place that understands that is all about the horse, to arrive together at the horse capital of the world to compete in our world championships. And there's never been a time like this for Lexington.
This must be a boom time for people, businesses that rent things like chairs, like porta potties, that kind of seemingly mundane thing, but when it gets down to it, absolutely necessary. What's the story on all those items?
Well, there were some groups trying to find porta potties for other events in Lexington that they could not find. So I think we have helped the Southern Ohio economy, since people have had to go out of the state to get certain items, along with chairs. So there's so much trickle effect that tells you all of the businesses that have been impacted and affected in a positive way by being a part of this event.
Everybody here in Lexington, I'm pretty sure, would say that Keeneland is very special. It's a very special place. It has an ambiance that's very special. Is there a strategy in place to maintain that boutique ambiance that you have there while you're accommodating this sellout crowd?
Absolutely, Tom. It was one of the historic nature of Keeneland is something that everybody feels very much attached to, and it is very special. What we're excited about is the facilities that we have put in place, the temporary luxury facilities around the grounds, have really fit into the environment. Once we get you up next to the track, once you have a chance to experience these phenomenal athletes and be close to the horses, then you become a lifelong fan. And that's what we're so very proud of.
Getting down into kind of the machinery and the nuts and bolts of putting on a huge event like this, things like ticket distribution, transportation, food service. Have there been any issues or challenges that you've come across in those areas?
We've brought in people to help us plan. For example, our transportation plans are the same group who helps do the transportation plans for the Super Bowl, that are putting together all of our bus routes and bus parking and how that works. Our food service, we found a group, TPC Sawgrass, that does very upper-end PGA events, and they're superb caterers, excellent food service. So we were involved with them about 18 months ago, actually, to make sure that we had the right group that were going to fit the quality and expectations of what we were trying to do. So we've brought in that level of expertise for every facet of our planning and what we've put together for the Breeders' Cup, all with the intention that it's not going to be just for this one event. We hope that every one of these things that we're doing are evaluated, how they can enhance the experience. And a lot of these things you're going to see carried forward into the future for us.